지금부터 제2회 고등학교 2학년 종로 핵심체크 SLP 영어 영역의 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 18번부터 22번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 가구를 고르시오.
Hi, how can I help you?
I'd like to purchase a sofa for my living room.
Okay, do you have something in mind?
No.
Then how big would you like it to be?
Well, I don't know whether it should be for 3 or 4 people.
Then why don't you buy a sofa for 4 people? It's the most popular size.
Okay, I will take that one.
And do you also need a single sofa?
No, that's okay. It takes up too much space. But I need a table.
Oh, I see. How about this? It's part of the set and one of the most popular designs these days.
Oh, it looks good. I'll take it.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing, Joe?
Oh, Mom, I'm just listening to music.
Don't you have homework to do?
I have a little.
Joe, today I looked at your grades online. You got C's in science and math.
I know. It's because I messed up and studied the wrong chapter. If I get A's on them next time, I'll get B's for the classes.
Can you do it? I think you should be studying for them now. There are only 2 months of school left.
I will. It's easy.
Listen, Joe. To me, you don't seem to be interested in studying at all. I think you have to concentrate on schoolwork more.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
As we learned from the previous class, working late may please your boss, but it doesn't please your body. Today, we'll talk more about overworking, especially about its impact on our mind. More and more research results show that working overtime has much to do with anxiety and depression. In other words, employees working overtime tend to suffer higher anxiety and depression compared to those who don't work. The longer people work, the more depressed and anxious they become.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
It's such a nice day.
You look excited to visit your grandmother's grave.
It's because I'm with you and our baby this time. You've been very busy for a long time, honey.
Yes, I have.
And the cemetery is really beautiful around this season.
You're right. But most people think of cemeteries being so scary and depressing.
You also thought that before visiting one with me.
Yes, I did. By the way, don't we have to leave flowers on her gravestone?
Of course. I know of a flower shop a few miles away from here.
Then I'll go and buy some flowers. Just stay here with the baby.
Thanks.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불해야 할 금액을 고르시오.
Hey, I didn't even realize it was you. When did you get a new car?
Oh, hi. I bought it a month ago.
You got a great car.
Thank you. By the way, do you wash cars?
Yes, but would you mind waiting for a moment?
Sure. How much does it cost?
Your old car is small, so it was just $15, but this car will be $20.
I see. Wait, I have a coupon.
A coupon?
Yes, you gave me this coupon the last time I came here.
Oh, I see. I'll give you a 20% discount for a car wash. By the way, do you want waxing service? It's only $5.
It's cheaper than I thought. Sure, I'll pay by credit card.
Okay.
(6번) 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, everybody. Our school festival is coming up at the end of the month. As I already informed you, we're planning 20 exciting programs which mainly came from your ideas. Many of you have signed up to volunteer to help run those programs. But we need some more help. For the summer gala evening, we still need one more volunteer to assist with the check-in. We also need 3 artistic students who will run the face painting booth. Your help can make this year's festival the best our school has ever seen.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me.
Yes, can I help you?
I think I lost the key to my locker. It was number 112.
Oh, did you? Have you checked the inside of your locker?
Of course, but it's not there.
It might be somewhere in the locker room. Sometimes we find keys in the corner while cleaning.
I hope so. Would you please look for it?
Sure. Don't worry. This happens a lot.
Oh, thank you.
Wait. Can you give me your phone number?
Oh, yes. My number is 010-1223-5577.
I'll give you a call if I find it.
Thank you. But if you can't, I'll pay for the loss.
Okay.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Hey, you look upset. What's up?
Well, to be honest, I thought this was free, but I've just had to pay $10 to get in.
They started charging last year.
It's terrible.
I don't think so, and it certainly hasn't stopped people coming. Look, there are so many people here today.
But I believe you also wanted it to be free.
Well, it seems that when I pay, I stay longer and I actually spend more time just looking at the paintings. Thus, I feel that I have a richer experience.
You are such a real art lover.
Hey, let's go over there and take a look at modern paintings.
Okay, let's go and enjoy them.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, did you call us?
Yes, I did. Can I have a glass of orange juice, please?
Sure, I'll bring it right away.
Wait a moment, please. I'd like to buy a perfume from this shopping catalog.
I'm sorry, but it's not available now. You can enjoy in-flight shopping in about 1 hour.
In about an hour. Okay, thanks.
Is there anything else you need?
Well, I feel a little bit bored now. Can you bring me something to read and some orange juice?
Sure, no problem. Is a movie magazine okay with you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll bring orange juice and a movie magazine right away. Please enjoy your flight.
10번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I signed up for this class, but I missed the first week of lessons. I was wondering if my name is still on the class list.
What is your last name? I can check it now.
Smith. Jessica Smith.
Oh, your name is not on it. I dropped your name when you didn't contact me by the end of the first week.
Could you put my name back on the list?
I'm sorry, but I can't. That's the rule here.
I had a minor accident while cycling in Europe and had to be in the hospital for a week. I just didn't think of contacting the university.
Do you have an official document from the hospital or doctor? In that case, I could ask the office.
Great. I'll race right home to get it. Will you be around for an hour or so?
I think so.
Thanks a million.
11번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 선택한 관광을 고르시오.
Hi, Susan. What are you doing?
I'm looking for several group tours in England.
England? Are you going there this summer?
Yes. I'm planning to stay in London for 10 days.
Wow. I envy you. Which place are you interested in?
Well, I'd like to visit Stonehenge.
There are two kinds of tours you can choose. One is a small group tour, and the other is a large group tour.
You know, I don't like large group tours, especially the overcrowded ones.
I understand. The small group tours for Stonehenge are available only on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Oh, that's a shame. I have a conference from Monday to Thursday, so I have to take the tour during the weekend.
You can visit Stonehenge, Bath, and Windsor all together every Saturday.
But it is over my budget. It's more than £80.
Then how about Stonehenge and Bath?
Okay, there is only one that suits all my needs.
12번. 다음 내용을 듣고 2011 해피 패밀리 페스티벌에 관한 설명과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
The 2011 Happy Family Festival is very popular. Only a few tickets are left, and they are expected to sell out soon. Viagogo is the only official internet site for fans to buy tickets to this festival. The ticket price is $30 for an adult and $10 for a child who is 7 to 12 years old. A child who is 6 and under is free. All children 6 years old and under on June 10, 2011 can go free of charge but must still be booked online to receive a ticket.
13번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1. Oh, I love the picture of the little dog on your shirt.
Thanks. She's mine.
2. Do you think this shirt will look good on my dog?
Sure. It'll be great on her.
3. Excuse me. Can I bring my dog in?
I'm afraid dogs are not allowed in our shop.
4. Do you have this shirt in a bigger size?
That looks perfect on you.
5. Oh my, this shirt's too big for me.
I think you should return it.
(14번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 전화를 건 이유를 고르시오.
'Hello, David Willis speaking.
Hi, Dr. Willis. This is Jennifer from the monthly magazine, Happy Life.
Hi, Jennifer. Long time no see. How are you?
I'm fine. Dr. Willis, do you remember writing the article about the current syndrome of plastic surgery?
Yes, I do. Your magazine featured the topic 2 months ago. I wrote an article about it then.
That's right. At that time, your article got very good reviews from our readers, and they want us to deal with the topic in more detail. So, I'd like to ask you to write another article about the topic.
Really? When is the article due?
By next week, you only have to write between 1,500 and 2,000 words.
Okay, I'll do it.
15번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 요구하는 것으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Okay, let me tell you something about your health. I know some of you go jogging in the morning to keep fit, and others go swimming. You also have medical checkups every year. But if you eat instant food, these kinds of efforts are useless. Research has shown that instant food has a negative effect on your health. This means that the more instant food you eat, the worse your health will become. So I'd like to urge you not to eat instant food if you really care about your health. Remember, cutting instant food out of your diet is much more helpful for your health than doing regular exercise.
16번, 17번. 다음 두 사람의 대화를 듣고 16번, 17번 물음에 가장 적절한 답을 고르시오.
Look! Look at the tall building over there.
That's the Empire State Building, one of the tallest buildings in New York.
That's the famous Empire State Building? I didn't know that.
Did you know it takes almost 2 minutes to get to the top of the building, even by elevator? I'll take you there, too, before you leave here.
Really? Thank you. Okay, let's decide what to order. I'm a bit hungry now.
Me too.
Is there anything you would recommend?
Well, how about the garlic steak? Actually, the garlic steak here is well known to many New Yorkers.
Really? Well, then let me try the garlic steak. How about you, Kate?
I'll have the seafood spaghetti. Okay, I'll let the waiter over there know our orders.
By the way, where is the restroom? I'd like to wash my hands before having the meal.
Go straight this way, then you'll see the sign.
Okay.
16번. 두 사람의 대화가 이루어지는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳은? (17번) 대화가 끝난 직후에 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. (18번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
'Hello, Miss Anne. This is Chan Ho Lee.'
'Oh, yes. What's going on? It's really early.'
'Sorry, but I think I should go see a doctor. I have a fever and felt sharp pains all over my body all night.'
'Oh, dear. Go to the hospital first and then rest at home.'
'Thank you, teacher. I'll give you a call after I visit the hospital.'
'That's okay. Remember to get me a written notice of your absence for tomorrow. You can download the form from the school homepage.'
'I don't think I can.'
'Why not?'
'My printer is out of order, so I can't print it out.'
19번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
At last, our summer vacation's here.
Do you have any special plans?
Yes, I'm planning to go to Japan for a week.
That sounds great. Where are you going to visit?
I'm going to visit Osaka first.
I've been there. I liked it a lot because of the delicious food.
That's why I chose that city as my first destination.
Good choice. It's also famous for many beautiful temples with great history.
I see. Speaking of history, my next destination will be Kyoto, the city of old temples.
Actually, my brother is studying at Kyoto. I'll ask him to show you around.
20번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Why is your dog looking at you so expectantly?
It's the time of day. He always does that around now.
What does he want?
He wants me to take him out for a walk. Actually, I've been jogging with him for a couple of weeks.
Why is that?
He had been gaining weight, so I decided to start jogging with him.
Is he doing well?
Yes. Now he seems to be enjoying it.
Wow. Taking him out every day doesn't seem easy.
21번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Jenny. Where are you going?
To the multimedia center. I have a Korean conversation class there.
Korean conversation class? Ah, Robert takes the same class as you, doesn't he?
Yeah, right. He might be in the center now. Why?
That's good. Jenny, can you give my message to Robert?
Sure, no problem. What's the message?
Can you tell him to meet me at 5 o'clock in front of the Rainbow Cinema, not at 4:30?
Okay. Are you going to see a movie?
Yeah, we're going to see Great Rocky. Did you see it?
No, I didn't. But I heard that the movie is exciting. Oh, I really have to go to the center now.
22번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 샌드라가 삼촌에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sandra lives with her brother in Vancouver, Canada. One day her uncle, his wife, and their daughter are coming to Vancouver. They asked if they could stay at her home for a month. She thinks that she can happily do a favor for them for a couple of days, but a month is a little too much. In addition, Sandra lives with her brother in a small townhouse, so she doesn't have much space in her house for another three adults. She and her brother decide that her uncle is well off, and he can afford to rent an apartment or stay at a hotel. In this situation, what would Sandra say to her uncle?
SLP 영어 영역의 듣기 및 말하기 평가가 끝났습니다. 수고하셨습니다.